Well, hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson. Very pleased to be with you as we head into summer, which is my favorite season of the year, as opposed to my third favorite season, which was spring. That's how I started off a show a while back. We're in spring. It's my third favorite season of the year. And our guests really were flabbergasted as to why I would call that out. But I'm just saying, for those who are interested in knowing. Fall. Yeah, but summer definitely trumps them all because I love light and I love berries. So I love it when it's light for a long period of time and when you can get berries for super cheap. Love it.
That's awesome.
So here we are, and I'm very pleased to tell you that later on in the show, this has nothing to do with summer, but we're going to be talking to John Thomas to help answer a listener question about a guy who feels he's been overlooked. So, you know, kind of that nice guy syndrome. We've talked about that here on the show.
One guy.
So he's representative of many guys that we hear from who feel they're overlooked because they're the nice Christian guy. So we're going to tell him to use this summer and all his free time to just figure out how to do it better. I don't know. No, no, John has better advice than I do. Whoa. Okay. Good thing we bring experts in to talk to these people. So that's our inbox. And then our culture segment is very exciting because we were talking to Jesse Floria and Mike Yorkie about their book Playing with Purpose, where they talk about prominent Major League Baseball players who are outspoken about their faith in Christ and are living it out in their daily lives and on the field. So I knew one of the players that they mentioned going into the interview, and now I feel like they're all my brothers. I know so much about them. So that's exciting stuff right there. And appropriate because, again, we are heading into summer. But here we are for our roundtable discussion, and we have got a bevy of bloggers here at the table, all of whom you know because you read their stuff faithfully. Chelsea is here. Hey, Chelsea.
Hello.
Glad to have you. Glad to have you permanently here now.
Yes, I know.
We roped her into life at Focus on the Family, so she actually works here. It's very exciting to have you. And she, well, she's going to be telling us about her summer because she has some big events coming up. Mm-hmm. So Dawn McBain. Dawn, welcome.
Hey, Lisa.
Hey, great to have you here. Nice scarf.
Thanks.
Like it. It's very springy. I like the color.
Going for summer.
Andrew Hess.
Greetings.
Greetings. And Glenn Stanton. They Hello? Work together, so apparently they have to dress alike.
I made that comment earlier.
And I would love to comment on your springy shirts, but they are just a blue. So
I would appreciate. The sky.
Very conservative Oxford blue.
I know.
But we're wearing different color trousers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
On purpose.
On purpose, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. You're mixing it up a little bit. So mm-hmm. I would like maybe some accessorizing next time, if you guys could work that in just something to look forward
if
to.
If Dawn will be done with her scarf tomorrow.
I will loan it to you anytime you want to wear it, Glenn.
She will do that. And then here are Martha and I. Hey, Martha.
Hello, Lisa.
We're here, too. So we thought we would get these folks together as we head into summer because we want to talk just generally a little bit about summer, but also about blogging and why these folks even care to blog for us. why we've kept them on the blog, which don't get comfortable, folks, because we're still evaluating your work. That's all I got to say.
You prove yourself every day.
You were never out from under the lens of scrutiny at Boundless, you know, because we aim for excellence. So, but good news, you're still in the fray with us. We appreciate that. So, so let's talk about what we've been blogging. Obviously, you guys have been blogging recently for us. People love to comment on your pieces. Any comments that stand out or anything that you have said that kind of you weren't expecting or... Martha runs it. Martha blogs on dating. She she does it because she knows that people are going to comment. She's going to get all these comments.
I have an ego I have to feed, right?
She does, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's her way. You know, she tries to come across all like quiet and demure, but then she just blasts out on the blog and people comment. So.
Well, can I really? I'll tell you about a post that did take me by surprise.
Yeah.
I wrote one about, do you like to cook? And all of a sudden, all these people were giving me advice about how to cook and down to recipes to when to put the chicken in the oven after work and when to make dessert and this and that. And I was just like, wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I don't know how to cook, period. But it
was
good.
I know,
but
you confess to not maximizing your talents. Because when you're just cooking for yourself, all you're doing is eating crackers and
whatever. It's true. I just don't do it for myself. I do know how to cook, though.
I know.
So...
I emailed you after that, Martha.
Oh, did you?
Said, yeah. I'm surprised by how many mean comments you got about cooking.
I know. Thought it was a safe topic.
I know. There's no safety at Boundless. So, anyone else?
I do a lot of research once, and I've lost count of the people who say, well, Mr. Stanton, causation is very different than, you know, just saying these things go together. And it's like, you know what? We know that. I know that. Thank you for pointing that out.
We appreciate the people who comment on your posts with, like, 12 paragraphs.
Yeah.
Martha appreciates having to go through those.
That's a thrill.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, if we could have some of you blog on things that get like 2-sentence comments, we would love it.
Saving time.
Or just ones that are like, awesome post. Thanks so much. You know, sometimes we like those.
Martha thought it would be cooking.
I know. Yeah. I know. It does come down to that sometimes. So,
the other is that's fun, and not to knock on anybody, but you know, I've been doing this for a good little while, research, and people write in, well, I'm a student, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yes, thank you, student. And as you wonder if they get the obviousness of that. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, you get some good and very intelligent comments of like, you know what, you made a very good point about the data, about the literature, but those are rare. But
well, I think one thing that Glenn's posts bring out is really the number of people we have that read the blog who aren't believers, who don't agree with us on very fundamental things. So I think that's good to be reminded of that.
And that is good. I mean, it's neat to think that we're reaching out to all kinds of different people, not just the folks in the pew. Mm-hmm. So that's good news.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're reading other people's posts and not just your. They flag Glenn. They're like, oh, here's this Glenn. I'm going to come back for this one. And
yeah, let's go after him. Yeah. But no, I think all of us get gone after. Uh-huh. That's par for the course. If you're going to put yourself out there, you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah. Now, how do you guys feel about the process? And this is your chance to speak to Martha, because now she's put you all on deadlines, you know, and a lot of people don't know this. This is like a behind the scenes look that most of you have a day that you have to hit with your deadline so that we can get a consistent, you know, parade of various posts on different topics. But
Martha's like a hyper-Nazi. Mm-hmm. Not just a Nazi.
She wasn't until she wrote her cooking post.
You know? That's right.
There's no prisoners. Yes. That's it right
she
there.
She is tenacious.
Yeah. What's your day? What's your deadline day?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. So, yeah, I usually have something by noon, but usually I'm pretty good about saying, hey, I might be a day late or, but I try to be pretty consistent with it, but it's good. I've often, you know, one of the challenges of writing that a lot of people don't see is you write something and you have it in your mind. And so you read your piece and it's like, this makes sense to me, but a good editor will catch those things and bring them up. And Martha does a good job of that. A lot of times she'll push back and say, I don't know if this is right, or do you mean to say it this way? And so I think that's a part of the process that's really good, because I do think that a good writer needs to have a good editor, because it's really hard to edit yourself.
Whose blogs do you guys like to read of the other Boundless bloggers? Do you have some folks that you're like, you look out for, or you like certain posts that they do or the style that they have?
Adam's posts have been catching my eye lately, and I've been enjoying reading. I think, is he a fairly new blogger with Boundless?
Yeah, this year.
I think I noticed when he started blogging and have run into him in the halls frequently, so it's fun to see his stuff up on Boundless.
He's a great fit because he got married later in life, and so he can really relate, I think, to a lot of our readers and shares.
And he's very willing to put dirt on the table. Like, he's very willing to share his own failings and stuff like that, which I appreciate.
Before I came to Focus, I was always like, who is that? Andrew Hess. Now I sit right next to him.
Right, I know. Look at that. There he is.
I thought he was all, like, proper and
and he's actually more handsome in real life than he is in that picture.
We need to update that picture, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually read a lot of Nathan Zacharias. Mm-hmm. He's not on site, but actually graduated from Taylor with him, and we didn't know each other that well at school, but his dad is Ravi Zacharias, and because I graduated with him, Ravi came and did our commencement, so that was that was fun to have him there. So I always watch out for what he's doing, and I definitely resonate with a lot of the things that he hasn't posted in a while, but or maybe he just did.
He just did.
Oh yeah, he just did.
So I love that post. He's on every other week schedule.
Oh, one of those.
Supposed to be. Yep.
Because he's Ravi's son, so he can do whatever he wants.
Oh, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Well, do you know who my dad is?
I don't. A Jewish carpenter.
Okay.
My boss
there
is a Jewish
carpenter. Yeah. I like Andrew's stuff. I like his theological synthesis that he brings in, and I like Martha's stuff too. I think how you write about just life and relationships and things like that is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Martha always does a good job of posing a question or mm-hmm. a conundrum, you know, and kind of usually thinking of herself in the single shoes, and I think a lot of people can mm-hmm. resonate with that.
That is good. One of the fun parts of blogging is all those questions I've always wondered about. Now mm-hmm. I have a reason to ask, and people who actually respond and mm-hmm. get into guys' heads or whatever. Yeah. So I do it on behalf of our readers, really. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I bet you're thinking about this too. Let's mm-hmm. talk about it.
I know, and it's a great platform to do that mm-hmm. publicly and put it out there. Mm-hmm. So what you wish you had always known. So I want to know what you guys, as we're heading into the summer, any ideas in your heads? Like, is there anything out there that you're going to write about? You know, I was kind of challenging you guys before we taped of coming up with something that's totally uncharacteristic of your normal style. Dawn, you're going to have to write something that's not issues related. What would you write about?
I was actually just working on a public policy issues related blog today. So I'm going to have to get out of that mindset, think of something. Uh-huh. Relationship. I've been married for a couple years now, so maybe I'll have to try to remember back to my dating days and mm-hmm. think up some interesting relational topic.
Because issues analysts do get married as well.
We do.
They find people that want to live that day in and day out and talk about different bills and talk about what's, you know.
Or they find a way to distract you with home improvement projects or traveling or something else, which is my husband's tactic. That's good.
Oh my word, you have a life beyond issues.
I do, yeah, yes.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very good.
I have to write in general, which is different outside of my normal
well, you've been
schedule.
A little busy.
Yes.
Transferring your life and getting ready
crazy.
For a new stage.
When I think back, it's like I don't really remember where I've been the last 3 months. It's been crazy ever since I moved to Colorado and now trying to move into my apartment this coming Thursday. I have no furniture, not even a bed yet. So mm-hmm. a lot to do in the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. And so I have this whole series in my mind planned out about premarital stuff and steps to take, things to talk about. So hopefully mm-hmm. one of these days I can get it down on paper and hopefully before July. Mm-hmm. So
now is your fiance okay with you giving a little window into your relationship?
Yeah. I wrote about him a long time ago, like a year when we were still dating. He was a little bit weird about that, but now he's like, whatever. So he doesn't care.
Yes, he should.
That's very good.
So it's like a 4-part series I have planned in my mind of premarital steps you should take. So hopefully, mm-hmm. I'm only 33 days out, so keep learning stuff in this last couple weeks before the big day.
Very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
We have another blogger, too. Nathan Pyle is engaged, so mm-hmm. he's been busy and not be able to write a whole lot. But
mm-hmm. thank you for your graciousness, because I've been really off the charts lately.
We are pro-marriage here, so I have to give you guys some great
sounds like marriage is really killing the blog.
I was going to say, and being a boundless blogger apparently moves you towards marriage. So definitely a perk. You know,
see, and I used to live far away, so when I wouldn't blog, I would just get an email. But now Martha sits right next to me and can just, like, peek her head over her cube and be like, Chelsea, yeah, blog ready? So I can't escape her wrath now.
I know.
Underneath that quiet veneer.
Fury.
Moved into the wrath territory. Yikes. So, yikes. What other blogs do you guys keep up with? Besides, I mean, Boundless being your primary one, but what else do you read out there? Who do you read?
I read a lot of different blogs. I actually use Google Reader quite a bit, and so you can throw a lot of blogs in there and kind of track with it that way. But I like to read Justin Taylor's blog mm-hmm. and Kevin DeYoung. I like to read a lot of pastors and just being familiar with what pastors are thinking and young pastors are thinking. Kind of just enjoy participating in the theological discussion of, like, what are people thinking about? What are the issues going on? So those guys are pretty helpful. The Young, mm-hmm. what is it, The Young, Restless, and Reformed, I think. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I appreciate what they blog. Mm-hmm.
I read whatever Andrew sends my way. Or, like, I follow him on Twitter. I'm like, oh, if Andrew thought it was good, it must be interesting.
Wow.
Good.
He's my finder. He finds stuff for me, and then I read the stuff that he posts out there.
You can follow me on Twitter at Fresh mm-hmm. Epiphany.
He is an influencer.
I read a lot of different stuff. I read some political sites just that I'm sort of interested in, and I always am interested in sort of, like, not Fox News, but sort of different political angles. I read some art blogs because I like
Christians
art.
Only read watch Fox News.
I know.
So yeah. I don't
but see,
know.
See, that's it. It's
moving
too
a little bit too far,
right? Yeah. So you want to watch stuff that's a little different. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. I read a number of art blogs, literature, and art like that, and I just like sort of the analysis and stuff that people give. A very, very different one is David Byrne. If anybody knows who David Byrne is, anybody?
Nope.
The guy who founded the band The Talking Heads. He's got a great one, and he does it like a lot on travel and architecture and just pop culture and things like that. So David Byrne's blog, you want to check into that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Okay. So what, just kind of as we close out here, what's happening for you guys this summer? Let's talk about this summer. Who's doing anything exciting, interesting, something you've never done before? Besides blogging.
I'm getting married. I've never done that before.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
July.
June.
June 23.
I thought it was July.
No, I should check on my little app. It tells me how many days away it is.
You said 33.
I think I lied.
Oh.
There is an app for that. 32.
Wow.
I feel like we've been in the 30s for a really long time. But yeah.
Wow. 8 days, actually.
Yep.
Pretty good.
So yeah, just getting excited about that. And it's kind of difficult. The wedding's in South Dakota, so my mom's kind of planning everything, and I just say, yes, that looks good. Let's go for it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, that's smart.
She's good at that kind of stuff.
So this is going to be a big summer for you. Notable.
Yeah. It's awesome. We're pretty pumped. Just ready to wake up in July and have it kind of all be over. Mm-hmm. I'm really not a planner. Wedding planning is not fun. Mm-hmm. So
now, is your fiance kind of doing the same thing? Like, whatever you want to do, you go for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys who get too involved in the wedding plans, like, okay, you're weird. It is her day.
You should write a blog about that.
Right? Yeah.
You should write a blog about that, because my friend and her fiance fought over the type of chair covers that they were going to have at the reception.
Wow. So. Yeah. You know what? I mean, the guy is just like, are there going to be chairs? Okay, good.
Exactly. And he's been so helpful, so that's good too. We just feel like, it's like having homework. Every night I know there's something I should be doing in regards to wedding planning, and I'm just ready.
And if you're not, you're just slacking, and something's going to fall through the cracks.
Yes.
You didn't do it. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm just ready for
it
to
be over. But you
know
what? That day's going to come, ready or not. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I know.
That's right.
And I always think of this stuff before I go to bed. It's like, oh man, I have to do the programs. And when you get down to like 30 days, it's like things need to be ordered or it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Wow.
That's awesome. My wedding. I don't really see anything past July.
Yeah. It's
my vision is June 23. And then past that, I'm in Mexico. So.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Well, I had a new niece born last night. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to see her grow up this summer. And
because she's local.
Yes, she's local.
That's fun. That's great.
And newborns are just precious. They don't last very long in that song. So it'll be fun summer with a little one.
She's not going to grow up over the summer. It takes a little longer than that.
Well, she'll change a lot.
Yeah,
that's
change
what I mean.
Huge, exactly.
Yeah.
And Martha's a great aunt. She has, you got to, you know, find her on Facebook. Oh, she has cute pictures of her nieces
fantastic.
And nephews and stuff. So she does very well in that. Mm-hmm. What are you doing, Glenn, this summer?
I have a couple of trips, just they're work trips, but I'm going to turn them into fun trips to go fishing. I love to fish, and one of the big trips is going to Jacksonville, and I fish with a buddy of mine in the St. John's River there, and then out in the Atlantic, and it's fun, a lot of fun.
What kind of fish?
Like bluefish, speckled trout, brown trout, and then out in the Atlantic, all kinds of stuff. Huh. The cool thing about it is you throw your lure out, you get something, you have no idea what you got. And that's
you're
a cool
like
thing.
Googling,
yeah.
Budweiser
yeah.
of it.
Well, and the cool thing is, you know, you can see it when it's coming up to the boat. You know, it's in the blue water, and you can kind of get an idea of what it is. So that's pretty cool.
Okay. Yeah. I have a milestone. I just, on a work trip, discovered the one kind of fish that I can eat. I tried mahi-mahi, and it's the only fish I've ever had that doesn't taste fishy.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
People are like, why don't you try salmon? Salmon is like the worst. Like, that's very fishy. Like, why are
it
people telling... Stop telling me to eat salmon, people. I'm not.
But the fishier, the better.
I can't do
you
it.
You want it to be fishy.
Can't do it. I did mahi-mahi, though, but...
You know, tilapia is not even a real kind of fish. It's like a created sort of farm fish, and they just call it that.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's actually
chicken.
Yeah,
I tried that so one. That one.
Exactly. It is chicken.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Chicken of the sea.
Fish flavored chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so don't be taken in.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Interesting.
The tilapia industry is going to be emailing us. I know. It's like, what?
Yeah. Well, good. It sounds like a fun summer for folks. I'll be having the obligatory trip to Minnesota to the family. We're celebrating my brother-in-law's birthday and a little mini family reunion. And then I'm coming back and going to a Beth Moore conference. So I'm excited about that. Glory, as Beth Moore would say. So yeah, it'll be a good summer. And not really too many work trips for me.
That's good.
So that's good. I'm looking forward to that. I'll just be here hanging out with you guys on the Boundless Show. So, well, great having all of you on board. We'll see you around the blog. Get your blog posts in to Martha. She's going to give you the evil eye right there. So
that you the wrath will come.
Hit your deadlines because people want something to read, especially over the weekend. So
firm rap on the knuckles is exactly what she offers.
Exactly.